Blog Talk Radio.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan, period.
If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have. Let me repeat this. Nothing in our plan requires you to change what you have. Our approach would preserve the right of Americans who have insurance to keep their doctor and their plan.
This program is proudly produced by an unlicensed and unregistered journalist, blogger, commentator. It is purposely unsanctioned by the United States government and under new legislation pending in Congress. This program, as well as those who comment and share it online, may be determined by a future court to be criminalistic or terroristic in nature and subject to penalties under U.S. law. Thank you, and may Allah bless our King and the United Soviet States of Detroit.
Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh!
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now.
Now. You feel that? You better hold on.
Shipmates, welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, even though we just lost a big, giant chunk of it last night. Mr. McAuliffe narrowly defeats Mr. Cuccinelli somehow, some way. He is connected with the Clintons. I don't trust this man. I'm not pointing fingers to say that he stole it. Hey, look. They're always stealing. Everybody's stealing from everywhere. This is what I don't like about our elections. And then when you get somebody up there, well, you know, somebody, well, that, you know, young and green, and believes that when they go to Congress, they're there to actually, well, work for the people. So, hey, wait a minute. We need to have, well, some laws here to keep illegal, well, people that aren't citizens from voting. Well, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, that's racist. Can't discriminate. Yeah, but they're not citizens. They don't even live here. They're just shipped over here to vote, then they go back to their homeland. Yeah, but that's racist. We can't do that. We can't have these people show ID. That's discriminatory. No. So why did I have to show an ID to fly your stupid little airplanes? That would mean you wouldn't have a bank account. So if they're on public assistance of any kind, they have to have a bank account. They have to have something. You have to have an identification. So I don't buy this excuse. And even if they are elderly and living somewhere, whatever, and don't have it, well, they got places you could go and you get it for nothing. But no, that's discriminatory. because you're going to make these people prove that they're a citizen. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, but as an American, I take offense to that. I take offense when people who don't live here come vote. If I did that to their country, you think those people would allow that? No. But they can come over and do that here. They can come over and protest our government because our government won't allow them to just simply just be citizens and to come and go as they please from here to Mexico and anywhere they want. Get all the freebies forwarded to them. They can take that and go back to their, you know, homeland in Mexico. So where's all this money coming from? Well, we got to keep taxing that rich because they're not paying their fair share, damn it. What if we did that in Mexico? I wonder what would happen. Well, first we'd be thrown in jail, and not one of these country club jails by any stretch. No. You get a dirty jail, a dirty, filthy jail, with a whole bunch of really bad hombres. And what they do is they kidnap you somehow, some way, and tie you up or whatever and hold you for ransom. They get a message to your family, and if you don't pay, well, they kill you. So they make a lot of money, and all the people that, well, are connected with the jails and the prisons, they're getting their cut, and it's just corrupt from the top down to the bottom. So if you get in one of those jails, chances of you getting out, well, not. Do we do that here? No. Here's what we do. We allow you to go protest us on closed government land while we spend all of our money and resources and everything that we have blocking veterans who fought, stormed the beaches of Normandy so they could have a monument put, well, they didn't do it to have a monument put up there, but they put a monument up there to have generations upon generations for eternity remember those men that fought that war and what they had to do to preserve the freedom that these people now cherish. But yet those men, they couldn't go to the monument. They had to barricade it. But the illegal aliens were welcomed. No problem. But that's just me. That's just me. Wah. Oh, it's not a big deal. Yeah. Yeah, it is a big deal. Virginia, I'm sorry, but the first word that came to my mind when I got the news was, you can't possibly be that stupid. But when I read story after story after story, yeah, it became, well, much past evident. It was blatantly obvious. Yes, you people are stupid. The smart Virginians, however, they're the ones that's going to get screwed. They're the ones that are about to just get screwed. Where were all the conservatives in Virginia, for God's sakes? Where were the coal miners at? Where were all these industries that's going under? Where were all these people that can't seem to now find health care? And when they do find the health care, they can't afford it. But they can't sign up. They can get on the website. 5 minutes and it cuts you off. And then you try again and it's not up. So you give all this personal information. So every hacker basically in the world, I'm sure there's probably world hackers probably hacking in there. They didn't do the proper testing. but yet they're forcing you to go on a website? I mean, what? I got some stuff about that. I put up a list. We'll get to it later, but I know I digress a lot, but that's all right. We'll come back full circle. New York City is now screwed. Virginia's screwed. I didn't even bother. Well, New Jersey, whatever. Chris Christie's, oh, he's pumping up his presidential bid. I mean, I don't know. I'm on the fence with this dude. What scares me, what really scares me is all this climate change crap. That stuff scares me because it's we're dumping billions and billions of dollars into something that just doesn't exist. We need to focus on the things that do exist. How about the 90 million people out of work? How about that? How about if you do what you say, Mr. President, and focus on building the middle class? You know that middle class, the one that you've been shrinking ever since you came into office? Yeah, that middle class. The one you keep touting how you're going to build it, but it keeps getting smaller and smaller. How is that? Oh, I want to continue to keep fighting for the middle class every time you get in some kind of another scandal. Oh, well, I just want to go back to work to fighting for the middle class. Well, you're not doing a very good job of fighting because the middle class keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Or is that your point? Why do I have that feeling that, yes, sir, that is your point? These people have a very devious mind, man. I don't understand their logic. It isn't logic. That's why I don't understand it. Because they're just afraid to admit that they're wrong, they double down on it, costing the American people more and more and more and more money. And how many more elections do we have to continue to lose before we finally get the idea, yeah, every time we vote for this crap, well, it doesn't happen. It keeps getting worse. But it's those damn Republicans. Yeah, but they're not in office. Well, it's because they oppose it. Because they oppose what we want to do, that's why it didn't happen. It's all that negative energy they put out. Those damn Republicans. Christ almighty. No, it's you and your stupid ideas. This dude, man, you people were told, but no, did you listen? No. No. Instead of listening and paying attention to, well, evidence, I know, that the E word. No, you didn't pay attention to the E word. You just simply called us racists. Well, why would we be racist? Well, because you oppose Obamacare. And there's a lot of illegal aliens that are from Mexico that they need health care. So that makes you racist. And President Obama, since this is his baby, well, he's black. So that makes you racist. So any way you slice it, you're racist. You're just a hater. Why? Because I don't subscribe to your stupidity? That means I hate? No, it means I'm not stupid, and I'm not going to follow that. That's what it means. Your ideas suck. Yes, on the surface, to help everybody and everybody's all peachy keen, okay. Well, conservatives are, well, very generous people, by the way, since conservatives give to charity, but liberals, well, they're just a little bit lacking when it comes to that. They love to give away your money, but they certainly don't love to give away their money. When it's somebody else's money, oh, they're generous as hell. I mean, hell, God. They're just giving out hundreds left and right, man. Hey, there you go. Excuse me. Oh, my God, I can't believe how much better I feel today. I mean, I'm still a mess, but yesterday was ridiculous. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And those pills, man, unbelievable. Oh, well, you don't want to hear about it, but Jiminy Christmas. Compared to yesterday, man, I feel like $1 million, man. And sun looks like it's almost getting ready to shine out over here. So it looks like it might be a beautiful day. Even though those people in Virginia, I told you, you got to think about the other people in the country besides you. This country cannot afford a Terry McAuliffe. Now he gets into governor, it's going to be even harder now to prosecute him and to keep him from getting caught. What were those shenanigans that he was doing? Some kind of business deal with somebody that, you know, and of course they do it in a way where it's like, well, hey, I had no idea this was like that. I was just, you know, just investing. I wasn't, I didn't know. Yes, you did. You were probably helped setting it up. And you used him as the fall guy. So if it ever happened, you wouldn't get blamed for it. This Terry McAuliffe, I mean, and now he's going to double down on all this Medicaid. Every state now, they're going to all the Democrat states, all doubling down on all this Medicaid and Medicare. Well, there's going to be a lot of people having free insurance, yeah, but there's going to be a lot less having to pay for it. I mean, what the hell? The numbers just don't, they just can't match up. They can't compute those numbers. Those dots will never connect. You can't do that. The numbers just don't add up. So what's going to happen? Everybody's going to be taxed, and the government's just going to hand out whatever they feel you are, well, deserved to have. And the job you thought you had, no. We tell you what your job is. And you come over here, and you do this, and you will like it. And we will give you what we give you. And if you don't like it, you complain. We won't give you anything. Don't think that ain't happening. That's what a tyranny brings. That's the end result. Detroit is just the tip of the iceberg till entire states start crumbling. Keep a close eye on California. Keep a couple of peepers out there on that state. A lot of people are moving out. And why? Well, they're tired of the BS. They can't take it. They're even liberals. But see, they see a sinking ship. So now they're going to another state like Texas. They're going to infest that state. They're like a little virus, an airborne virus. Well, when the carcass is dead, then they just fly off to another state. Infest the entire population. Once those carcasses are dead, decomposed and chewed up and eaten, well, they just move on to another. They don't care. They don't care who they devour. It's like a virus. They have, for the most part, destroyed every state, every city that they have governed. But yet, we have people in Virginia who just can't seem to get it. Where were the Republicans in Virginia? I don't understand that. You people should have been a little bit more pissed off. Don't give me this goddamn excuse that you're all pissed off at that stupid government shutting down. I don't want to hear it. Don't give me that lame-ass, weak, pitiful, pathetic, vomit-inducing excuse. I don't want to hear it. New York City, there was just no candidates in New York. Good God. Carlos Danger. I mean, Carlos Danger? I mean, dude, with the name. It was some kind of 1970s Puerto Rican porn name. I mean, what the hell is Carlos Danger? I mean, that's just embarrassing. I mean, his wife, she's obviously got There's something going on there. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy business deals going on there. I mean, I can't see any woman with any kind of brains would take pictures of his little pee-pee to all the little girls out there, and he continues to do it over and over and over again like a sickness. He's probably doing it right now, for God's sakes. I get a child. She stays with him. She's an idiot. I'm sorry. The guy's a pervert. Anybody else, I mean, would have immediately been, well, they would have to, you'd have to, you know, if you work for a company, oh, yeah, the cops would get involved. You know, you're a pervert, you're a pedophile, you know, you got to go to counseling and blah, blah, blah. But no, I don't feel sorry for that idiot. So, Democratic Terry McAuliffe wins the Virginia governor race. Wow, wow, wow. It was a close race. Cuccinelli did a great job, man. He did what he could, but you know, people in Virginia just decided, well, we don't need to show up. Screw it. Well, now you people in Virginia got no one to blame but yourselves. Those people that went out there and voted, hey, congratulations, good for you. You fought, but the rest of your team didn't. Where were they? Where the hell were the Republicans at yesterday? Where the hell was the common sense at yesterday in Virginia is what I'd like to know. With everything that's been happening in the past 5 years, you cannot possibly continue to be that stupid. There is something seriously wrong with you. You have to take a look at yourself and go, what did I do and why did I do it? Is there time to change? Yeah. Unfortunately, you're going to have to wait. 4 glorious years you got this man, or until he gets thrown in jail, which now he's a governor. He won an election, so now he's got power, and he's good friends, of course, with the Clintons. Oh, they're buddy buddies. They got all kinds of protection for him there. Clinton knows exactly what to do to keep himself out of jail. So does Hillary. She's probably better at it. So he's got nothing to worry about. They can put all the allegations, you know, in court if you want to. He's got connections. Nothing's going to happen. So you have him for 4 years, and, well, everything that happens to you, unfortunately, you deserve it. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you, except for those people that went out there and fought. Those are the people that are going to suffer the most. So you might want to find these people and apologize to them. The next time you see one of your neighbors, one of your friends, or somebody in the stupid market shopping for another bag of Cheetos, when you see that person and they say, yeah, they voted for Cuccinelli, well, you need to apologize. You need to say, you know what, I'm sorry that I ruined your life. I voted for the McAuliffe. I voted for the Clintons. I voted for Obamacare and Obama. I voted for Detroit. So you must apologize to these people. Then you have to apologize to yourself for ruining your life. You're an idiot. I thought for sure, man, I had a good feeling. I thought for sure that old Cuccinelli was going to do it, was going to pull it off. I figured at least the people in Virginia, they're, you know, I mean, people can't be that stupid that many times before they finally wake up. I mean, come on now. You guys are better than that in Virginia. Much better than that. Much better. Much better. Much better than that. It's sad. 48 to 45%. 3 more percent. All it took. 3 more percent. How many Republicans do you think that would have taken in that state? A couple thousand? Unbelievable. Then you got the Latinos. They turned out to vote. Of course they did. They were shipped in from Mexico because Obama, he was allowing them to come in. That's why he specifically ordered the Border Patrol. Well, they can't arrest those human smugglers. And if you do, well, you're going to lose your job and you're going to get arrested. So those human traffickers are allowed to bring those people in. They come in and go any damn place they want. Well, Latinos said that, well, they thought that Cuccinelli was all anti-immigrant. Well, of course you did. Of course you thought they were anti-immigrant because they told you they were. It's called demagoguery. They may not have that word in where you come from, but what it means is they lie to you. They scare you into voting for them. So if you are that naive and that gullible that you are going to allow somebody to scare you into voting for them, well, then you deserve what they are going to give you. You are their pawn. They are using you people. What the Democratic Party is doing to these immigrants is absolutely, it's sickening, is what it is. It's disgusting. To me, that seems criminal, what these Democrats are doing to these immigrants. They're using them. Giving them all the little freebies, get all the little cookies, all the government cookies. Give them just enough to let them know that they're hungry and blame it on the Republican why they don't have more. Keep them right where they want them and make damn sure they vote Democrat every single time. But they never get a chance to advance. Why? Well, because you can't. Because if you do, well, then we're going to lose our job. We now have control over you. All of you immigrants coming over here and frolicking in with the Democratic Party, you must understand you are not there for noble reasons. You are now their property. They own you. You may not be in chains, but yes, you are enslaved. Enslaved in their little devious system that they have contrived. You are their property. You will advance if they give you permission to advance. You will learn only what you are taught, what we teach you. That's all you can learn. So all you immigrants out there thinking that all these big, mean Republicans are all, they just hate you, they want to burn you, they're anti-immigrant, anti-this, well, you need to take a much closer look at the people that are scaring you into voting for them. It's called demagoguery. We've already covered it. That's what the word means. Couple that with the lack of fighting from the Republican Party. What the hell? Mr. Priebus, how come I haven't seen you as of late? I haven't seen you on anything. You should be flooding these stupid Sunday morning talk shows. Where the hell are you? Why is there not a fight? Why do we not have an urgency here to fight? Where's the fight? Where's the Republican Party, for God's sakes? Where are the conservatives at? Where are we? There were a lot of people that took it serious, and they were up in Virginia, friends of mine, busting their ass. But when it came to voting time, where are they? Where are the people? Where are they? Why did you not show up? How did you get bamboozled? How could you not tell that the very problems that you are facing in your life right now are caused by the man that you just put into office? He's in that same party. He believes in that same philosophy. He's going to carry out those orders. Why would you put something you're complaining? Everybody's complaining in all 50 states. So don't tell me that Virginia, their health care, oh, they all made it through Obamacare and everything is rosy perfect. All you coal miners, well, I'd start going to a trade school or something. You got to move. You got to find a job. You're not gonna have a job. You got to find something there in Virginia that you can turn into a job. or you're going to have to move to another state because you won't have a job. Where are we going to get the electricity? Well, we're not going to have it. So what we have to do is we have to ration. And if we do that, that's fine. We can all sacrifice for the good of the planet. It's okay. We'll make out, light a candle, and it's romantic. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh. Get used to it. So now people are going to have to resort to lighting candles, which means, well, more houses are going to catch on fire. Which is their point, because that's what they want. So what are we supposed to build houses out of? We're going to build it out of rock? I don't think there's enough rock on planet Earth. I wouldn't mind having a rock house. I mean, it'd hold up through a hurricane. These people just don't care. If they think that something is bad, they have the permission. They have, I guess, the authority to change whatever they want to change. Every agency seems to now, well, they seem to have more power than Congress. Don't people read the Constitution? Don't they? I know, there's that C word again. Damn filthy mouth. Constitution. Now they're going to give the TSA, which I'm sorry, but some of these TSA guys, I'm not saying all of them, but there's a lot of them that are there just to draw a paycheck and could care less what the hell they're doing. I've been through the airport. There are a lot of lazy, sloppy, you know, chodes in no matter what department you get. But something as important as airline, I believe it should have some sort of a militaristic kind of sense to it, in that it's very critical of what you do in your job, meaning you have to be really, really good at it or you lose it. There's no, you can't go to your little union and, you know, get your job back and still be allowed to be an incompetent boob. This has to deal with security. This has to deal with people getting on airplanes and flying them into buildings. Can we stop all of them? No, of course not. Can you stop any kind of all terrorism? No. Once they know that you've got all these preparations for any kind of terrorism, well, they're going to hit you where you don't. All you need is a little bit of creativity and you can come up with any kind of way of terrorizing anybody. You don't have to be a jihadi. Dump more government into the problem. That's it. Raise taxes and hire more government workers. We'll fix the problem. I'm just sick and tired of losing. I cannot figure out. I mean, it's almost surreal to me. The Virginia tanked. I'm just sick and tired of losing. Losing is no longer an option. I don't feel that from the Republican Party. I don't feel that urgency to go out there and fight what is really needed to be fought. My God, how many fights do you think there are out there? There are countless fights. They're all each important. None of them are little fights. Well, there's gazillions of those, but there's a lot of very, very, very big fights that need to be fought. But when our elder statesmen McConnell's, McCain's, and the rest, and King's, when they don't see it necessary to fight, it's not the right time. Oh, kind of like wasn't the right time to send in reinforcements when Benghazi was burning? Huh? Not the right time? We'll get them tomorrow? Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got the day off tomorrow, so I guess we'll have to wait a couple of days. Maybe a couple of weeks, then we'll send in the FBI. Is that what you mean by not the right time, Mr. King? Now is the time to fight. We had the perfect opportunity. I'm still pissed at that. I'm sorry. Boehner, I mean, I knew you were going to, you know, you were going to say all the right things and get all the right sound bites, you know, all blasted all over the airwaves, and then it was only a matter of time before you dropped trial, and you did it right on schedule. This is what we're pissed off about. This is what we cannot no longer accept. But what did we do in Virginia? Jesus Christ, Virginia, what are you kidding me? Come on, come on. Come on, come on. All right, let's get into this here today. Let's talk about bullying in America. I'm going to get into a story, and I'm going to probably take a while, but I'll get around to full circle here. But there's bullying wherever you go in life. You have bullying at home, at school, at work. You got bullying in your church. You got bullying, obviously, you know, our government, which is one of the biggest bullies, and I have several examples I'm going to share with you today. But let's start with the Richie Incognito. Well, yeah, he's a bit of a bully. He had some serious problems. He had problems in college. Fall of 2002, ejected from the Nebraska's game against Penn State for fighting. He got suspended for unspecific reasons, probably for fighting. 2004, charges of 3 counts of assault with a fight at a party. Well, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of testosterone through that that boy's body. He's a big kid. He's a big boy. Okay, and we've all seen the video of him running around like a maniac at a bar. Well, I've seen that several times before. I'm not all convinced that he's a wild man. Well, when you start looking at all this other stuff, you think, well, maybe the guy's, you know, somebody needs, where was his teammates? Why wasn't somebody saying, you know, hey, dude, man, we gotta calm this down here, man. He was sent out, it looks like. He was told to toughen up this Martin. But when the toughen up went, you know, extreme, well, that's when Miami stepped in and they suspended him and yada, yada, yada. But what I'm thinking, they knew that this guy was, you know, off, you know, like 2 or 3 teams already. He was kicked off the Oregon team in 2004, suspended from Nebraska. He withdrew from Nebraska. Then he goes to Oregon. He's kicked off of that team. He played with the Rams. He got in some kind of altercation with Dwight Anderson. I think I remember that. That was in a training camp, I think. Yeah, that's right, training camp. So they had to be separated twice. The 6'3", 320-pound Incognito against the 5'10", 180-pound Anderson. Well, that tells me that 180 pounds, boy, that's a – they got to be separated twice. That means that – boy, I tell you, oh, Anderson's a lot tougher than I thought. Well, good for him. Criticizes fans, you know, he's voted the dirtiest player. So, I mean, he's had – Well, he's a bit of a good old boy in that, but it does seem to me that somebody around him. He's got to have a friend. He's got to have a teammate. He's got to have, where was a coach? Where was this? I'm just thinking to myself, well, maybe they did. I'm not speculating that nobody tried to talk to this guy. I don't know the full story. What's going on with this dude, man? I don't know. I do like mean football players. I do like that. I do like to see that on the field. I don't like people to necessarily break people's bones, but I do like to see that rough and tough football. But when you start putting all this stuff he's doing off the field, I mean, and their teams are getting rid of him, and, you know, they just don't want to, they don't want to baby him. So, you know, when I ask the question, you know, where was his teammate, where was this, well, where was he? Yeah, we do have to look out for our fellow man, but if they don't listen, what can we do? Like in Virginia, they didn't listen in 2008. They didn't listen in 2012. They didn't listen when we were talking about you can keep your doctor and all this and blah, blah, blah. We knew, we told you this health care bill is not going to work. You're going to have these problems. Nobody listened. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to pay attention. Nobody wants to take a look at the evidence. So now Miami, they go with all this evidence. I mean, all these times he's been suspended from the league. He's been kicked off teams, voted dirtiest player. Countless penalties. Then he goes out there and he says, when talking in his time in St. Louis, he admits to NFL.com that he says, let me quote, I mean, we'd have practice in the morning and I'm out all hours of the night running the town, drinking, doing drugs. I was doing everything that a professional athlete should not be doing. So then what happens? Well, Miami picks him up. Miami's got him. Well, they knew what this guy was doing. I mean, he's got all these penalties. He's got all this, voted, I don't know how many times, dirtiest player. He's been kicked off teams. They know his college record. They did their vetting. Then they go ahead and tell this guy to toughen up this guy. I mean, what were they expecting? He goes ahead and does it. And now they step in and they suspend the guy from it. I mean, come on. Maybe the Dolphins, I don't know the head coach. I don't know the situation. I don't know the situation, so I'm not pointing fingers. All I'm saying, if all this is true, why didn't the head coach, when he first brought him over, said, hey, dude, you know, look, I know you're a rough and tough player, which we like. That's why you're over here. But we're going to have to keep the off-the-field shenanigans at bay and no fighting with the other players. We appreciate your effort on the football field. And that's where we want to keep it. So, you know, whatever. Did they do that? I don't know. But it just seems to me how they can be all of a sudden surprised that this guy went too far when they've already went down just all of this stuff. 2006, 2005, 2009, 2008, 2012, 2013, 2004, 2003. Every year this guy's been in college and in the professional football, he's had some kind of altercation, either being suspended, being, you know, kicked off teams, voting dirtiest player, fighting with fans, criticizing fans and getting them all pissed off, fights in nightclubs. I mean, you know what the guy's like. You give him a job to go out and basically, you know, perform a blanket party on the guy to toughen him up. What did you expect the guy to do? Take him out to lunch? The frig is the matter with you people? I'm sorry, but I just don't buy this. Now we're surprised? Oh, we're appalled that one of our players would do such a horrible thing. Well, you told him to. Jesus, God Almighty. Let's see what this says here. I think I got it somewhere, but, well, Well, it doesn't really matter. The whole point that I'm trying to get at is, yes, we have bullies. We have bullies all over life, from the time you were born to the time you die. But it depends on what that bully is actually bullying you for. There are fun bullies. Like, look, there are fraternities of all kinds. It doesn't necessarily have to be a college fraternity. But in the Navy, when you cross the equator, there is a certain fraternity on board ship that you share once you have a shell back. And that is we don't do that anymore in this country because, well, somebody might get hurt. Yeah, that's the point. You do get hurt. You get cut up. You get scraped up. You eat garbage. You are filthy. You shower for 2 days straight, and you still have things in every one of your orifices. You either understand it or you don't. If you don't understand it, don't criticize it, and don't take it away, which is a ceremony that has been going on for centuries all across the world. So I don't really... I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the lame-ass, weak, pitiful, crybaby excuse because the girls on board the combatant ships were complaining, I broke my knees. Then don't go through it. But if you don't go through it, well, you don't advance, so they're going to have to take away that now. I'm sorry. I love our military, our all of them, Army, Navy, Air Force. Marines, good God, this administration, I'm sorry, you can't help but see what this administration is doing to our military, firing all the commanders. Any general that even thinks about criticizing the king is removed. He's looking for his generals, which... Yes, the president does have that authority, and there's reasons why. But when you are 200, that's a bit much. What do you need 200 generals for? You know what I'm saying? So who are the real bullies in this country? Who are the real bullies in America? Well, I sat down, and, you know, I've got – I came up with some things. Maybe we can figure out who the real bully is. We don't have to use any names. We can pretty much figure it out. But if you go, again, I know I've talked about this over and over and over again, but if you go up and down the Bill of Rights, they are all but obliterated. Up and down. Only more to come. It's going to be this entire Constitution. There I go with the C word. There I go. For 1 second that's not going to be somebody's not going to make a proposal in our Congress, and there will be people that will listen to completely rewrite the Constitution. Now, won't that be juicy? Just think of how many rights you will no longer have after they get done rewriting the Constitution. Something tells me that there's just far too many people in this country that would not put up with that. So they're going to have to do it in certain ways. That's why they're buying up all the bullets, buying up all the ammunition. All of these government agencies are now have arresting authority. I just can't help. I just hate to say this, but, you know, when these events happen, it almost seems like they're, I don't want to say staged, but everything just seems to be too coincidental. Let me put it to you that way. Now we need more gun control. Now we need all any government agency is going to have of arresting authority. So the only people who are going to be allowed to carry firearms are going to be those in the government. He already admitted he wanted to get a governor or a civilian law enforcement bigger than any military, or just as good as the military. What do you think that is? Are you stupid? Obviously, there are a lot of people that are stupid. They didn't have any problems voting Mr. McAuliffe into office. So, yeah, there are a lot of stupid people. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for that knife in my back. I loved it. It feels great. So that's number one. Bill of Rights, gone. You don't have it anymore. You don't need any rights. What do you need rights for? You're a subject. You'll get the right that I give you when I give it to you. What the hell's the matter with these uppity subjects? Unbelievable, the nerve. Number two. Here's a bully. Here's bully tactics. Forced to purchase a failed health care program that's too expensive, covers less health care, and if you don't get it, you get fined on an insecure website, mind you. So here you are forced to jump on to go on a website that doesn't work half the time. And if you can get it to work, well, you're going to pay more. You're going to get less. And all of your personal information is out there in the open for any hacker with any kind of, I don't know what the hell they need, a transverbalicator in their computer, whatever the hell they need. I have no idea how to hack. Nor do I have any desire to get into somebody else's computer. I don't care. It's stealing. You can't do the time, don't do the crime. So that's what keeps me out of jail. But there's a lot of people out there that they just simply do not give a damn. They'll go into that computer. They'll take all that information. They'll drain your bank account. They'll go out, buy a new car. They'll get this. They'll get that. They go whatever they want. Buy a new TV, new refrigerator, new couch, new computer. Do whatever the hell they want. It's your money. It ain't theirs. What the hell do they care? When the money runs out, well, no problem. Steal somebody else's. So here's our government. You tell me that's not bully? Forcing you to buy something, just like what was going on here in Miami. With Incognito forcing these guys to buy $30,000 dinner tickets and all that stuff. What's going on here? What do you think this is? Forcing you to buy a lesser product for a more expensive, more out-of-pocket expenses, higher costs for all your medications and your this and your that. Then the website's completely insecure, and they're forcing you to do it. And if you don't do it, you don't put all your personal information out there so every hacker in the world can get in there and take it. And if you don't pay more and get less, we're going to fine you, and then we're going to throw you in jail if you don't pay that fine. Because we've got the IRS, and when you fill out your taxes, and if you don't fill out your taxes, then we're really going to come get you. So now the IRS is controlling health care. Don't you people see the absolute deviousness in that? The IRS, we all know the IRS. And if you're not familiar with them, well, then just turn your computer off now and be done with your stupid self. The IRS controlling health care? You don't see that you don't see that being a problem. Well, just the sound of it is a problem to me. And then, after all of the evidence, the overwhelming, just constant piling on of evidence, these people are still doubling down and refuse to admit it. How can you not admit when the evidence is overwhelming? I mean, absolutely overwhelming. Now we have their little Debbie Dum-Dum is what I call her. Miss Wasserman Schultz. Little Debbie Dum-Dum. So here I've got a clip of this. I mean, this girl, you'll know why I call her a little Debbie Dum-Dum. Just, where is this? Where is this damn thing? Oh, God almighty. Doop-de-doop-de-doo. I think I got it up here. I got it somewhere. They put it all in here for me. There it is. This is what happens. This is what happens when you let other people put your clips in for you. But I didn't have time this morning. I was busy. I was doing stuff. I'm a busy man. So anyway, let's listen to little Debbie Dum-Dum here. She's on MSNBC, the broadcaster. I can't remember her name. I've seen her there before. She's been on there for a million years. She's typical hack, but they just get done playing a Marco Rubio clip. The clip ends, and then you have a little Debbie Dum-Dum response. So go ahead and go.
Be delivered.
Did the president, Congresswoman, knowingly oversimplify this and provide an opening, frankly, for opponents of the ACA?
You know, Marco Rubio has exactly zero credibility when it comes to whether or not Americans should have access to quality, affordable health care and whether or not Obamacare gets implemented. So I think most people just discount what he says because he's done everything he can to try to slow it down or stop it. At the end of the day, Americans were not only not misled by the president, the overwhelming majority of Americans are already insured. And what we're talking about here is insurance companies who chose not to the plan that they could have grandfathered. And they chose to change the plan that
because
they were making available
them.
To people that they already insured in the individual market. At the end of the day, most of those people who are having their plans transitioned will have better benefits for lower costs. All they have to do is go on the on the exchange and shop around, which arguably needs to be easier than it is now, and they will be able to actually get better coverage for less.
Really?
So no, there was nothing about what President Obama or that I or any other Democrat supporting the Affordable Care Act said that was not true. And what is true
not
is
true.
That the Republicans continue to do everything they can to stop people from getting quality, affordable health coverage and to allow insurance companies under the old system to continue to overcharge them for less coverage and to make their life hard.
I rest my case. You understand now why she is now forever Debbie Dum-Dum? President, or I said, who the hell are you? Is it the DNC? Whatever? Shut up. She acts like she was, you know, like she wrote it. Nothing the president or I said. No one was talking about you. She was talking about the president. She's going to criticize old Marco Rubio has no credibility, and you do? Kidding me? Come on. Come on. Come on. Jesus God almighty. I mean, how do they live with themselves? Well, I mean, she's up just lying right straight through her teeth. Do you think that broadcaster on MSNBC would stop her? Question her? No. You're not going to get it for cheaper. You're not going to get a better plan. How many more people have to come out in the open and say, look, I had a great, wonderful plan. They've taken it away. But now if I want the same plan, it's triple. How is that getting more for less? Then you have these people who had a plan for whatever reason. They liked it. It was cheap enough for them. They liked what they had. But now, because they don't have abortion care in it, they have to purchase that. So they go on the exchange if they can get through to the damn thing. After they've very insecurely filled out all of their information, they find out that, no, they're not going to get a better plan for less. They're going to get a much worse plan for more. But you can get that free abortion. That's very important. Got to get them free abortions. How about this for bully tactics? Allowing the enemy to, well, continue their attack and not send any reinforcements whatsoever for the cost of 4 American lives. How's that not being a bully? Think those 4 Americans wondering where the hell's the military at? Where's the boys at? Well, they're not coming. You see, they can't get there on time, and you know, it's late. They're tired. Spying on everybody's phone calls and emails, not only in this country, but across the globe. That's not bully. That's not bullying. Yes, that bully in sixth grade, yeah. He needs to get his little ass kicked, but look what we've covered so far. We still got a whole bunch more to go. Who's the real bully here? They know everything. Every phone call. Every email. Every photograph you put on Facebook. Every photograph you put on the internet. They've got you. They can use that information against you, too, and they will. Don't think for one damn second. That's how devious these people are. That's what they want that information for. That's why they need that information, just so they can have the control over you. So they can come to you and blackmail you and say, well, I've got this, this, and this, and this, but if you do this, this, and this for me, well, we won't say anything. Or they just don't like you for whatever reason because, well, you're, well, conservative. They're going to use whatever information they want to against you, and if they don't have enough, they're just going to make it up. How about this for bullying? Homeland Security buying up all the ammunition so you can't have any. Yeah. Imagine that, they're buying up ammunition or buying up guns. Now, DHS wants to hire a top secret domestic security force. Remember when we just talked about this earlier? Remember when the president said that he wanted to have a civilian security force that was just as big as the military? Looks like that's coming down the pike. Now they're going to have much more control over you. Anybody who joins these forces, shame on you. You need to think about what the force is that you're really joining. You're selling yourself to the devil. Whether you believe in the devil or not, you're selling your soul to evil. You're selling yourself to evil. Don't join these forces. But you will. They're going to pay you good. You get the pennies. And you get a chance to be an a-hole. You got to carry a gun because the other people don't. You can arrest anybody you want to. Get to the point, you don't like somebody's shoes, you can throw them against the wall, knock them up. I didn't mean that. Knock them around, handcuff them, throw them in the paddy wagon, make up as many charges as you want to. All because you have a badge and a gun. And if it comes down to it, well, just claim they're Republican and all is over. Don't think these forces aren't coming. They're coming right now. The Department of Homeland Security, it says right here, and I'm not making this stuff up, right here. This is the headline. DHS to hire top secret domestic security force. So don't tell me this ain't true. The DHS is sent to spend $19 million on a private security force in Wisconsin and Minnesota. I wonder what's going on in Wisconsin and Minnesota. An armed unit that must have a top secret security clearance according to an official solidification. Or solicitation. Top secret security clearance in Wisconsin and Minnesota. What the hell is this stuff? See, this is the kind of stuff that just it just creeps me out, man. I think this stuff is evil stuff, man. But nobody wants to pay attention to this stuff. Nobody wants to see it. Oh, well, you know, it's better to look over here where all the unicorns and rainbows are. Don't look over there where all the truth and reality is. Because that's dirty and ugly. Well, yeah. And we can't clean it up if we don't clean it up. Opportunity, Virginia, to take a stand and vote for what is right, and, well, you lost. So, shame on you. And that's not just, you know, sour grapes of losing, but it's enough is enough. I mean, these Democrats, they don't care. No matter how bad, how bad whatever implementation they have implemented, whatever they have come up with, whatever legislation they are in charge of and had anything to do with, fails. And the American people continue to vote them in. Give me more bad stuff. After a while, you can't continue to blame the Republicans. You have to look at it. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. That's these guys. That's the guys I've been voting for. Well, yeah. Where you been? Pay the frig attention, for God's sakes. Project, it says here, who says this? The Federal Bureau, the Federal Business Opportunities website, the Federal Protective Service is what they're going to call it, which is now a sub-agency of the DHS. Oh, God, agencies, sub-agencies, intends to hire armed protective security officer. They're going to call them a PSO, Protective Service Officer. Various locations throughout the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. The project will have a requirement for the contractor to have a top secret facility clearance by the start of performance. Unlike previous solicitations, which normally detail how the guards will be deployed to protect government buildings, the document does not divulge what role the armed security force will undertake. Well, it all depends on what Obama needs at the time. The fact that the contractors being hired must have a top secret security clearance clearly suggests, the article says, that the DHS is not merely seeking to hire armed guards, but Blackwater-style mercenaries who will be engaged in some kind of clandestine activity. Yeah. Hello. That's exactly what this is all about. And they're not going to be that clandestine for very long. They're going to be out in the open. It's going to be where every street, everywhere you go, you're going to have a brown shirt. Well, I'm sorry, I'm calling them brown shirts because we don't know what color they're going to wear yet. But mark my words, they're going to be there. They're going to, all forces, all law enforcement agencies are now going to be controlled by the government, the king. They're all going to work for him because they are to protect him, not the citizen. They are to protect the king from the citizen when our Constitution is, well, supposed to protect us from the government, but we don't have a constitution anymore because they burned it along with their American flags, which they love to burn, which I never made any very much sense to me at all. I mean, you don't like the country, you can find another way to criticize it. You don't have to burn its flag. But according to the Supreme Court, that's freedom of speech. But if you demand and you say on a street corner that you demand the government follow the Constitution, well, that makes you a racist. But because you burn the American flag, that's okay. Stomp on it. Say you hate America. That's okay. But you can't say that you expect the government to follow the Constitution. Huh. No, there's no problem here. There's nothing wrong with this picture. No. It's perfectly clear. I can see it just fine. What the hell else is going on here? The hiring of private mercenaries with top secret clearances also suggests that the DHS may be planning on using the contractors to cut out, or as cutouts, who will be involved in a variety of different operations outside the purview of public and congressional scrutiny. That way the Congress will not find out what the king is doing with these special forces. Testing the water in Chicken, Alaska, perhaps? Well, what they're going to do is they're going to weed out those people who publicly criticize the administration, period. If you're in the supermarket and you see something and somebody asks you a question and you say Obama sucks or Nancy Pelosi sucks or Harry Reid sucks or Debbie Wasserman Dum Dum Schultz sucks. So if you say that and somebody hears you who's standing behind you in line, well, they got this little app on their smartphone, little security smartphone app. So you just type in that little push one button and yeah, I want a report. Yeah, a tea party or... Yeah, I'm standing behind him in the line at the supermarket. Yeah, you got officers right there? Yeah, quick, bring them over. So before the checker can check out your Cheetos and Oreos, you're in handcuffs and on your way to jail. Don't think that ain't happening. That's what all this stuff is for. Don't tell me this is not going to escalate into something very violent and very bloody and very dirty. And very unwanted, unneeded. But I cannot help but think that something very, very, very violent, very nasty, very bloody, very awful, very horrendous, very, very unnecessary is going to happen. I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I can just, you can smell it, you can feel it, you can hear it, you can see it. All of your senses, it's right there in the open. The only way to reverse this, well, again, is to vote responsibly. But the people in Virginia, well, decided to be stupid. They didn't want to use their responsible side of their brain. They wanted to use the stupid side of their brain. Well, you just ruined a lot of people's lives, including your own. So I hope all you stupid people in Virginia are happy with yourselves. The smart ones, I feel sorry for you. The ones that went out there and worked their butt off, and some of those were my friends out there, busting their butt for this guy. Those are the losers. The American people are the losers. What happens in these states does affect the other states. For one second that it don't, because it does. Very much so. For some, the idea of an ever-expanding federal government turning to a private security force with a top-secret clearance. Everybody's got a top-secret clearance now. What the hell is going on with this? Edward Snowden doesn't even have a GED, barely got a GED. He goes up there. He may not have had a top-secret clearance, but he sure took out a hell of a lot of top-secret information. Now we want all these brown shirts out there carrying guns to keep the citizens in line. Need to have a top secret clearance. What the hell's going on here? What kind of force is, I mean, it just seems to me that I just got that picture in my mind. I haven't seen the movie in a gazillion years, but Star Wars, you know, I mean, this guy seems to, he's the Darth Vader. Loading up all of the ammunition, loading up everything, getting all the guys, all the security forces, all the top generals. This is America, for God's sakes. We're free. Whatever happened to that? I just can't help but sense. I mean, I can see it. I can smell it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can roll it up and smoke it, man. It's coming. Sometimes, I mean, I just get to the point. I mean, I don't want to go down that road. This is where I'm conflicted here. I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to see this country go down a road that we've already been through that we don't need to go down again. We don't need what's going on in the Middle East. We do not need civil war in this country. And that's exactly what this is coming down to. This isn't, I mean, you know, nobody's trying to scare anybody, but God Almighty, this stuff has to scare you. These security forces, this stuff has to scare you. You can't, I mean, this is wrong. We need to let people be people, man. As long as you're not harming anybody in any way, I mean, what difference does it make? Keep your frickin' mouth shut. You don't need to be calling up the government. Tell them that your neighbor's doing this, that your neighbor's doing that. Mind your own goddamn self. Be a lot better off. We don't need people like that. That's not this country. Come on. We're better than that. But we're not. We're voting for this crap. We can't get enough of it. The DHS purchase of over $1.6 billion with a B, which rhymes with P, which stands for pool. $1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Over the course of the last 12 months, what the hell do you need 6 billion rounds of ammunition? 1.6 billion rounds. Billion. I mean, a million. That's a lot. Billion, almost 2 billion bullets. I wonder how big of a warehouse you would need to fit in 1.6 billion bullets, depending on how big they are, but I'm sure they're, you know, fairly decent size. I'm sure they're not the little itty bitties. 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition in 12 months, in 1 year. But yet you can't go out and buy a, you can't go out and buy a gun these days. And if you do, well, you've got all these security clearances, you've got this, you've got that. And then if you carry it anywhere, well, you're going to, well, wait a minute here, we're going to have to, let me see your permit. Yeah, you got a gun, yeah. So they shoot first or arrest first and then ask questions later. Anyone who carries a gun these days in any kind of law enforcement, it just seems to be, maybe it's, we're just hearing about it. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't quite put it together, but it just seems to be that it's these, anyone with a badge and a gun thinks that they are, can do whatever they want. They can arrest anybody for whatever reason they want, just because they don't like them. They've got too much power. That's not the purpose for the police department. That's not the purpose for law enforcement. The purpose of law enforcement is not to go out and create a criminal. Every time they pass a law for this, for that, for smoking, for this, they're creating crime. They're not preventing crime. And those coward jackwagon police officers that were busting those people for smoking, for just touching a cigarette, put it to your lips, arresting them for a cigarette, those coward little creeps, they need to be put in jail. I've got no respect or regard for people like that. I'm sorry, I don't. But that's what this is coming down to. They don't like you smoking. They don't like you this. They don't like you that. Well, I walk around with my radio all the time. I love talk radio. I've always loved talk radio. So now if I'm walking down the street on my bicycle, I've got my radio right there hooked up to the bike. It's cool. I'm all set up. So when I got this my radio on, I tend to listen to Rush Limbaugh from time to time. I like listening to a lot of different people. So if I'm walking down the passageway or driveway or I'm trying to think of the word, sidewalks, for God's sakes. Walking on the sidewalk with my Rush Limbaugh on my radio. Somebody hears it. Well, Rush Limbaugh, we all know he's a racist. You know, he hates women and, you know, hates Mexicans, hates illegal immigrants. Just hates them. I mean, just flat out hates them. Hates their guts. Can't stand them. Oh, puke. So now, because Rush Limbaugh is a racist, I'm walking down the street, and I've got Rush Limbaugh on my radio. Black person sees it. Oh, they can turn me in. Or even a white person who thinks that I'm a racist can turn me in as a racist. Next thing you know, Obama's brown shirts come in, arrest me. And they find out, yep, indeed, he was listening to Rush Limbaugh. And we know Rush Limbaugh's a racist, so that must make you a racist. Don't think this stuff isn't going to happen. Germans never thought Hitler was going to do what Hitler did. There were a lot that did not go along with Hitler. They did try to fight, but they were outnumbered because of all the stupid people who were too lazy to actually think for themselves, went along with it. And then after it happened, oh, wow, now, oh, yeah, well, that Hitler, he was a bad guy. And then they blame it on, well, I was duped. That's not an excuse. If you allow somebody to dupe you, you deserve it. Don't give me that. I was duped. You weren't duped. Shut up. What is this government anticipating? What are we anticipating here? What's going on? They're trying to say that there's the food stamp shortages are about to come. Well, why are we hearing that? Why food stamp shortages? Where is this coming from? So is this part of Obamacare? So So in order to pay for Obamacare, they got to cut back the food stamps. And because if they cut back the food stamps, they're saying that people are going to riot in the streets because the government cut back the food stamps. Okay. Doesn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me a bit if that isn't their thinking. But there seems to be a lot of buildup around a lot of places. Buying up pepper spray launchers. Fully automatic pepper spray launchers. How about that? So the government is beefing up for something. Some kind of civil unrest. I guess there's food shortages because of welfare cuts now. So they're anticipating riots. Well, they're the very people who created it, and when it doesn't work, well, they shoot the people. Well, they're doing exactly what any animal is going to do. You feed the lion every day, he loves you. If that one day you don't feed him and you walk into his cage and want to pet him, well, guess what happens? He gets fed, all right. You. But see, I mean, this is even more reason to think this stuff is happening. American people can't keep taking this stuff. So I wanted to get through here. I got some more audio clips, but I can't shut up long enough to speak. So let's see what else we got. IRS. We all know what they've done. We all know they've been bullying. Party organization. How many right-wing organizations have been attacked? Not only in the media. The media is the biggest bully. They're a bully, too. They're the media is basically the government spokesperson. They are connected. They do work for each other. That's the fourth branch of government is the media. Stealing your money, give to the campaign donors, got to pay them back. So these guys give out $1 million to a campaign and they get $10 million in return. That's a hell of an investment. Cylindras, remember those? Oh. What do you think that was? Those companies weren't designed to succeed. They didn't care if they succeeded or not. It wasn't about that. It was about just getting their money back and a whole bunch in return. They could care less if the damn things worked or not. It wasn't about that. They opened up this company. They got all these bonuses, and they got all these fancy paychecks for making sun panels. There was no market for, number one. And the market that there was, they're going to buy from China, which they could make it a hell of a lot cheaper. And probably better quality. Of course, it's got lead. Mercury and everything else in it. How about the Delta Force Commando Squadron sent up the water in Chicken, Alaska? EPA, that's not bullies? That's not being a bully? Hmm? Really? Swooping in out of the trees with full body armor, sidearms, machine guns to test water for miners in Chicken, Alaska? What are you, that's not bullying? Yeah, you are a bully. You are a coward. You people are creeps. I've got no respect for you in the EPA. First of all, your recommendations for the environment is, well, very unscientifically sound. To say the frickin' least. Now you have people, you have states, they're not allowed to not only protect their state, but to protect the country. Well, you can't pass any of border security measures in your state. No, that's the federal job. And if we allow people to enter your state illegally, well, then that's fine. This isn't your state. This is our state. Well, no, Mr. Attorney General. The state of Arizona is the state of Arizona's state. Yes, we are a union, but Arizona is still a sovereign state. They do have the right to defend their borders, especially when bad people are coming in. And don't tell me that only the good people are coming in. A bad guy saying, oh, they're letting anybody in free, no problem. Don't think for one second the bad guys ain't coming in. They're not the good people coming in. You're stupid to think that. There might be a lot of good people. I'm not saying that there isn't. What I'm saying is there's a lot of bad people. And it's unfortunate for the good people coming in. Well, you know, we can't let these people coming in. They're bad people. The only way we can tell which are the good people and which are the bad people is, well, we got to follow certain procedures. Through it, my grandparents went through it. Your people can, you people can do it too. But no. Just let anybody just come on in. Well, the bad guys see that as an open opportunity. You're not going to hear about the good people. You're only going to hear about the bad people coming over. But you can't do anything about it because that would be racist. I mean, I just don't see this. I don't understand it. And now Obama's enlisting executives so they can pressure Congress. So here Obama goes out there and gets all these CEOs from all these big companies to go and pressure Congress to pass immigration. Well, what is their immigration law? God only knows. I think just make everybody a citizen, and anybody can just come over, and as soon as you come over, immediately you're a citizen because you stepped foot in the country. I mean, what the hell is their, what do they want? What is their immigration bill? What is their immigration? What is their idea of solving immigration? We've already got it on the books. It's worked for 200 and some odd years. I think it can continue to work if we follow it. But see, we don't follow it. Let's see who he gets. He gets McDonald's Corp Chief Executive Officer, Donald Thompson. McDonald's Corporation Corp. And Marriott International, Inc. CEO Arnie Sorensen. Obama said he and Vice President Joe Biden started a White House meeting today with 8 chief executives the administration is enlisting to assist in the push. Also attending were Roger Altman, co-founder of Evercore Partners, Inc., CEO Stephen Schwartzman of Blackstone Group, LP. I don't give a damn about these stupid people. They seem to be opening up and involving even more business in the dialogue and discussion than I think it's important, Thompson said after leaving the meeting. Obama's backing legislation passed by the June Democratic Party. In other words, he's having trouble getting people in his own party to go along with his stupid ideas because some people are starting to wake up. But they're only waking up because they've got an election coming. I mean, these people are just, they won't stop at anything. Now Mary Landrieu, now she's complaining about all these problems she had with that her constituents are having with health care. Well, sweetheart, I don't feel sorry for you. You put your constituents in that mess. You did it yourself. You did that to your own people. You don't deserve another opportunity to serve them because you're not serving them. Oh, you served them all right. Served them a big old plate of it. I don't want to hear any of these Democrats now coming out and complaining. I don't want to hear them. Look, hey, you did it. You should have read the frickin' bill before you passed it. You didn't. You just voted for an idea. You didn't vote for a bill. All you voted for was the unicorns and rainbows. What'd you get? That's what you got. You can't vote for an idea. You need a little something more structurally sound. It should have taken a long time to completely overhaul the way they wanted to do it, but no, they did it. Then they have 3 years. The bill's passed. They get 3 years to build a website. And it's still not working properly, but it's working. Completely insecure, but it's fine. Nah, we sent out a message. We sent out a tweet to all the hackers, you know, please don't hack into the healthcare.gov website. And we think that's going to work. You know, we like the honor system. How's this for bully tactics? Shutting down basically all the natural resources we have. Oil, natural gas, coal, all being shut down. That's not bullying teachers to indoctrinate rather than educate. Common Core, that's not being a bully. You're being a bully to these kids. Oh, you're nice about it, but you're still a bully. You're a bully. This entire government is a bully. How about the Black Panthers? 2008, during the election. Remember that? Standing out there with big old nightsticks, intimidating anybody walking in. That's not being a bully? Really? Wow. This is a perfect opportunity here. I want to go in to, this is an interview with Glenn Beck, who interviews Dan Bongino. He was a Secret Service agent who was an agent for several presidents. So Glenn Beck interviews him, and he's talking about the things that's going on in this government right now. And if you want, he's also running for Congress. So here, when you have a Secret Service agent coming out and telling you that it's worse than you know, you kind of have to take his word for it. We've all heard all these horror stories of what was going to happen with Obamacare, and every single one of them came true. Every time you hear all these things about all this bad stuff, it's true. It's not made up. Benghazi was not a phony scandal. That was true. Those were four real people that died. Fast and furious. Well, we know of at least one that died, but we don't know of how many other people were killed in Mexico. And quite possibly the United States, that were killed from weapons that were just willy-nilly given to these people, these drug cartels, which we all know drug cartels, well, they're not exactly Boy Scouts. Let's put it that way. I mean, how many times do you have to be hit over the head with a hammer before you realize that it frickin' hurts? Huh? I mean, what the hell is the matter with these people in this country? I don't get it. How many times do you have to be slapped across the face before you realize it's irritating? How many times do you have to be stabbed in the back? I mean, what's it going to take? Virginia, you've already seen what's happening in Obamacare. I mean, do you want more of it? Your new governor is going to give you more of it. So if you don't have enough pain now, well, you're about to get it. So let's get into this this interview here. And this is Glenn Beck interviewing Dan Bongino, Secret Service agent. So cut number one, go.
Is happening with the government is being used as a weapon to destroy people right now.
Yeah, we're at a very dangerous point, Glenn, and thank you for having me. It's always an honor. It's been a while,
nice.
So it's great to see you, and congrats on everything with the Blaze. It's just taken off.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. The president sees government, and I think it's because of his lack of experience and maybe community organizing in the past. It's like this shiny new toy, which for all the disagreements I had with Clinton, Carter, and Bush, there were always limits. There was that line you just didn't cross. We cross it seemingly every day.
Every day.
We're lost in the scandals. The Jamie Dimon shakedown at Chase, the HHS scandal, Kathleen Sebelius shaking down the healthcare industry
for
money, the IRS. It's to the point, Glenn, where these scandals in and of themselves would be huge, backbreaking scandals, are just lost in the scandal fog in this administration. It's worse than people know.
I've been saying that all along. Every one of these scandals, Benghazi alone, absolutely. Fast and Furious, that one right up, that was the first one right off the bat. And then with the IRS, I mean, look what they did to Nixon, and Nixon just tried to get the IRS to do it, and he didn't even succeed. They said no. But he gets to lose his job. Obama, he gets reelected. But vote him in. And the more they hurt you, the more you vote for it. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Whack! Thank you, sir. May I have another? Whack! I don't feel sorry for you people in Virginia. I really don't. I do feel sorry for those that fought like hell, but couldn't get the fat, lazy ones to go out to the frickin' polls. Couldn't get the stupid ones to change their goddamn minds and not vote for the very man who's going to make your life even more miserable than it already is. So let's go to cut number two here, and this is again Dan Bongino talking about the NSA. So basically he's talking about, you know, how free are you? Well, I don't feel very free at all. So let's go with cut number two. Go.
I'm not trying to scare you. Either.
Tell me about the NSA. But with knowing you are Secret Service.
Yeah.
So knowing what you know, tell me what we should be concerned about.
You give the government information. It will be abused. It is not a matter of if it'll be abused. Keep in mind, it's only a matter of when. And keep in mind, as you well know, libertarian streak is strong here. When the line between the personal self and the public self, which you choose when you hit your garage door open in the morning, you act differently in public than everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
When that line is determined by the government that keeps your information in the trove for release anytime they need it, how are you free?
You're not. That's the point. That's the whole goddamn point. So you're not free. And we keep voting for it. I mean, when he talks about it's not if, but a matter of when, that when is past tense. They've already begun. They're already using information against you. It's only going to get bigger. So that the time is, that's the only disagreement I have with him. And that's more of a philosophical, I guess, disagreement, but I'm pretty close to the reality. There's a lot of things that have been implemented that it's not a matter of when, it's now, it's happening. They are going to use that information against you, whatever private information you put on healthcare.gov. The government now has all of your medical records. They know your strengths. They know your weaknesses. They can use anything against you they want to. Law enforcement agencies are all controlled by the government. They can use any they get your information from the time your children enter kindergarten they start collecting data on your child, and that goes into your little file, and that stays with you forever. And the government has access to all of it. This is not a matter of when. It's already happening now. Those states which have Common Core, which I'm in one of them, New York, that's part of the curriculum to start collecting data on the children. They want to know your parents' occupation, how much money they make, their voting habits. Yes, really, voting habits. No BS. They want to know if you're involved in any political activities. So they want to know basically who their friends are. So if you put down all this liberal stuff down there, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good child. We'll put them over here. Oh, this one over here. Oh, they listen to Rush Limbaugh. Oh, we're going to take this little child. We're going to put them way over there in the end. And we don't talk to them. Yeah, they're bad. That's a bad child. Bad seed. It's not only coming, Mr. Bongino. It's here. It's now. Virginia. I can't help but think you are some stupid, stupid people in Virginia. Which sucks because you overshadow the smart ones, the hardworking ones, the good ones, the good people in Virginia. Those good people in Virginia, well, we don't. They're overshadowed. You don't see those good ones. Too many of them didn't show up, so they obviously weren't that good. All right, let's go with this one here. This is cut number three. This is, again, same interview of how the government needs to stay out of our lives. So let's go. Cut number three, go.
So make the case, Dan, because this is what people will say. I have nothing to hide.
We all have something to hide, Glenn. I know you're a believer. I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ, as far as I know, was the only perfect human being to ever plant his feet on this earth. We are all doing something wrong. The catch is not if we're doing something wrong. Are your private wrongs impacting on my civil liberties? If not, the government has no business in your life. We're all...
Exactly. If I'm not harming you... anyone in any way, and I've always believed this, and I've said this on this show a million times. I've said it my whole life. I've always felt this. Look, I don't. The only laws, the only reason why you should even be have a police officer put handcuffs on you is if you are a direct threat or an imminent direct threat to society. Otherwise, you shouldn't be having any handcuffs. If you're not a threat to anyone, you've got no business having handcuffs. Smoking a cigarette is not a threat to somebody. Don't give me this BS.
Oh, it's a threat to my life because he's smoking. He's got secondary smoke, and I don't like it, and I don't want this, and it makes me puke, and I can't stand it, and it gets me sick in my lungs. They're all filled up with the smoke.
So you send out New York City. You're sucking up all the train smoke, the plane smoke, smoke from cars and buses. Farts, and you're going to complain to me about a freaking cigarette? Shut up. I don't want to hear it. People like you are too stupid to speak. What the hell is the matter with you? The same jerk who's going to complain about some goddamn cigarette is up there on the street in New York City every day, sucking up all that smoke. Factory smoke, this smoke, that smoke. But yet you're gonna arrest somebody for a cigarette, not even lighting it, just put it in their mouth? That makes you a coward. Any of you officers, I'm sorry. Do good. That was not doing a good thing. I don't care what of your intentions that you think you had. You did not have good intentions. You did bad. You did a bad thing to probably a very good person, which makes you a very bad person. I hope your friends and your family and your neighbors let you know just exactly how big of a creep you really are. Maybe you might sink in. Maybe you should take this opportunity to go apologize to each and every one of those people that you put handcuffs on for a cigarette. You need to apologize to them. Your karma will get you, sir, and I hope to God I'm there to see it. But I won't be. I won't even probably read about it in the newspapers, but guess what? It's going to be there. Somebody as creepy and awful as you doing something like that to them, karma will get you. Eventually karma's going to catch up to you. It may take a while. It may take a few years, but eventually it's going to get you. And when it does get you, it's going to bite you and bite you hard. And you deserve it. You're a creep. For a cigarette, please. Please. Here, we've gone up down the list. I went up and down 12 examples of bullying. Of how our government bullies us, but yet a citizen smoking a cigarette is a direct, imminent threat to society and must be incarcerated and removed from said society. No, there's no problem there. No, absolutely not. No, that picture is just fine. No, there's nothing wrong with that picture. It's clear. It's in HD. Look at it. Look how pretty it is. All them colors, bright, cheery. Oh, yeah. Right there. Can't miss it. Well, at least some good news for today. Crowds boo during the National Guard ceremony. The Missouri football game, how about that? St. Louis. It happened again, it says. Well, 3 months after the rodeo clown mocked the president, which is a long-standing tradition, by the way. Didn't matter what president it was, they were going to be mocked. That's the whole point. That's the purpose. And to mock the king and have this man fired and lose his job? For wearing a frickin' mask, you people need to lose your jobs. Again, the karma. If there's a way, I'm going to send some of my karma your way. Hopefully it'll wake your karma up and it can slap your ass. You people deserve it. Creeps like these are people that don't, as far as I'm concerned, these are the creeps. Bad things need to happen to these people, not to good people. Well, the only way we can change this is we have to be responsible in the voting booth, unlike what they were doing in Virginia. And to my friends who went out there and worked their butt off, I feel bad for you because you worked your butt off for a very important campaign. You should be commended for the work that you did do. He really didn't have a chance to win, and look how close he came. So it goes to show you how a little bit of hard work from just a few good people can do. All you need is a few more. And look what could have happened. 3 points. In Virginia, just thousands. That's all that was needed to go out. Missed it by that much. Well, it's a shame. So anyway, at the Missouri football game, I guess the newly crowned National Guard, they come out there at halftime, and they're being sworn in. It's the Missouri National Guard are being sworn in at halftime on the field there. Well, it came, where's the crowd? The crowd's member district, where was it? I can't remember the quote, but in any event, it said to uphold and defend the President of the United States, and that's when the crowd started to boo, and that's, I would have booed too. Look, I'm sorry, I would have booed. I would have done it. That's the real America. That's what they really think, but we're overpowered by the I don't understand how just a minority can be in such total control. Well, we have to fight back. Yeah, this was booing. And so what? You got a couple of state representatives. Oh, these crowd members disrespected the proud men and women of our nation's great military. No, they were not disrespecting the great military. They were disrespecting the President of the United States deliberately. Yeah. They're guilty of that. I support them. Oh, a public ceremony to honor these who were volunteered. They got all this outrage. Wham. it was George Bush, wouldn't have a problem. It would have been just fine. So I don't want to hear it. In any event, we are running very, very, very dangerously out of time. I don't think that we're going to have time to do anything more today other than to say goodbye, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10.